B-Pod Studios.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
You know, we had Madam Mayor on before, and we're going to bring her back, Mayor Vilas. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show.
Thank you, Manny. Thank you, Roy. You guys are doing well, I hope, today.
We are, Mayor, and, you know, it's a funny thing how things work. You know, last time we spoke with you, we were talking about the COVID-19 coronavirus crisis, and then suddenly another issue pops up. And as a politician, I guess you got to be prepared on all fronts, right?
Well, we do. And we haven't forgotten that COVID-19 is still there. But the idea that people had to watch a man being murdered on TV by a police officer and seeing the national reaction to it, and Charlotte's a part of it. You're right. You have to be really ready to drink a lot of coffee and not sleep much at night.
Yeah, I imagine. Now, Lorraine's not with us today. She's going to be having a baby Saturday, so she's taking some time off. So you only get me, Roy, and Manny. And we just kind of wanted to touch base with you, and we've talked to officials as the protest has gone on. And, you know, when everyone watched that horrible murder of George Floyd, I specifically want to talk to you about what happened yesterday, because things got out of hand.
Badly, very fast, didn't it? I mean, we have to just say it. It went bad really fast.
Yeah.
And that's really regrettable. I think we're going to look at it. I watched the tape and the video, some of it live, and then kept going back to that scene where the protesters were really in a place that it was just shouldn't have happened.
Yeah,
so we're looking at this right now.
And if you don't know what we and the mayor are talking about, there's this video that's going around, and it's been all over the news, where there's a police line on one side of a block, and there's a police line on the other side of the block right here in Charlotte. And the protesters can't leave between the police lines, yet they are shooting tear gas and telling them to disperse. But they can't disperse to anywhere, and they can't go anywhere. And
miscommunication there had to be.
It looked like
it.
I mean, because at one point, the protesters had to break into a garage. You know, one thing we don't want to see is destruction of property. They literally had to destruct property to get away.
Yeah, I want to thank Charlotte Nerve, the online version, and well as the editor. He was out there all night, and he was calling them, and he was saying, this is peaceful, this is peaceful. We got the number of people, but then when they... I think it would be like having barricaded in by CMPD. It was a horrible incident, and I think we've got to do something differently and get better at this, because I don't think these protests are going to stop. I've never seen anything like this. You know, I was a kid when Martin Luther King was died, and there were riots, Rodney King, I mean, all of these things, but this is different. The audience, there are actually more African-Americans out there that perhaps aren't considered, you know, radical. But the number of young white people out there has made a huge impact. So I think this is national, but I also think for us it's different locally, where so many people have come together to say that this horrendous act of murder by of George Floyd has impacted how we look at policing, and now we are going to have to start dealing with these issues of race, especially for African-American men.
Mayor Vilas with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Mayor, how often do you and Chief talk about the day or review the evening? Is that something that you guys do daily, and do you have input in on how things are handled?
We do review, and we have a plan, and I don't know what went south with this plan or awry with this plan. Right now, we're having those discussions, but I made a commitment to talk with you guys, so I will join those discussions.
Yeah, tell the chief to wait a minute. It's important for you to be here and getting your voice out to our listeners.
They probably are going to be able to do an analysis more quickly. We just need to move quickly to answer this thought or to reply to the community about this act.
You know, one thing we're seeing a lot of is police reform. Netflix just donated $1 million towards police reform. Do you think that, and are you working on any police reform or any police brutality?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Anything to end dismantle police brutality? Is there projects that you guys are working on to stop this?
You know, I think anytime you're in a situation, when we had this in 2016, we implemented a number of reforms. So we may be a little bit ahead of the game, but the game is changing. Mm-hmm. And so we have to figure out what we need to do. Yes, we are looking at issues around the idea of how do we manage protesting. That's the immediate issue right now. How do we manage to allow people to protest peacefully, even if it's at midnight? And then the second thing that we are looking at, I think, are other policies that would make sure. Now, we already have the policy against the kind of knee hold that they did and the choke hold. So we've done that. So we've learned a lot since Keith Lamont Scott. But we are always up for a review. We're talking to people about what that could be. We are going to change. It's just like the virus. We have to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm freaked out about that. Like, I think there's going to be a big spike in the virus.
Yeah, we'll see.
We've been growing and spiking a little bit every day. I don't know whether that's the result of more testing, but we're looking at a trend that we are increasing the number of positive cases in our county right now.
Just with everyone all together, I get nervous, you know, man.
Yeah, with the protest, people yelling without masks on, and the droplets are the way this thing transfers, but... Listen, whatever comes our way, we'll handle. One thing, Mayor Lyles, that we heard this morning from a police officer with 9 years training, and he didn't say he was with CMPD or not.
He remained anonymous.
But he brought us something interesting that kind of grabbed my attention, because the CMPD is reporting last night's issue, and I'm only bringing this up because it's so new, that when the CMPD said someone threw is throwing bottles at police officers, and the police officers are now asking the crowd to disperse. This officer who came on with us this morning said that they're trained to know that the minute a bottle comes flying at them, that he called it a riot at that point. And I think there needs to be some...
middle ground?
Some conversation about when a protest becomes a riot. Just because a couple of knuckleheads are throwing stuff at police officers doesn't mean now you have 400 rioters.
No, there's like...
Right?
Yeah, how can the police pick out the bad eggs out of the crowd of 1,500 people?
I don't know the answer to that.
And that's what they would say. How would I pick out the peaceful versus the people that they may throw the first bottle, but will they throw something that's flammable in that bottle? So I think our police officers are trained, and I believe a riot is the way the law describes it.
Yeah.
That once you begin to be attacked, it's become a riot. It becomes unlawful. And so I think that's what that officer was saying. But at the same time, we also have to know the history of dealing with riots has been that kind of reaction creates more violence.
It incites it. What message do you have, Mayor, for the protesters to ensure their safety as we move forward? Like you said, you don't think the protests are going to end anytime soon. I don't either. A lot of these people don't have their jobs to go back to right now. So that gives them the opportunity to protest. What would you say to someone who's listening right now who said, you know, I don't want to have a flash bomb thrown at me or rubber bullets shot at me?
Well, we do not use rubber bullets.
That's great to know.
We do not use rubber bullets in Charlotte.
Good.
Great.
So one of the things that I would like for people to know is that we take this seriously, and we want people to be able to protest seriously and safely. And we will look at every means that we can to protect the protesters and to make sure that both our police officers and the protesters can do this well.
One last question, Mayor, because there's a lot of things happening in the city of Charlotte, and we'll let you go. RNC, you know, Trump tweeted out pretty much alluding that it's not happening. Do you know any updates with that? Have they looped you in on what's going on?
Well, I read the tweet. I think often, you know, the tweets come late at night, and I was dealing with other issues at the time, and I think what he said is that they're going to look for another location. It would be very difficult to find, I think, in this city anywhere that you could host 20,000 people in one space considering COVID-19.
Is that your call, Mayor Lyles, or is that you and Governor Cooper?
Governor Cooper sets the standards for the state, and Charlotte will follow those standards.
Okay.
And he has said that we cannot have mass gatherings. Right now, we're still at 10. So even the protesters are doing something against the
guidelines,
orders.
Yeah.
But given the size of the crowd, we've not tried to say, well, we're going to enforce this because of COVID-19. We're still trying to have people protest safely, asking them to wear masks, asking them to use hand sanitizer and be careful and make sure that they get tested as soon as they can.
Well, Mayor Vilaus, I hear your phones are going off. I know you're very busy today. A lot has happened in the Queen City. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us here on the Manny Roy and the Wren Show. You know, now more than ever, you know, we need leaders like you, and we're all looking towards you, and we appreciate you for doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you, Manny. Thank you, Roy.
All right, take care. Bye. Thanks, Mayor. No pressure.
Yeah, pretty
just
much.
Just make everything right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.